Kent nodded, flexed his knees to leap, and another explosion staggered them. More plastiform, more sand cascaded from the walls and ceiling. Felix righted himself with difficulty. The sand was almost thigh-deep now, and it hampered his movements. It hampered the ants as well, but not nearly so much. One vaulted forward at him out of the raining, pouring sand, its claws hammering at his helmet, its pincers snapping audibly for his middle. Felix threw himself back, threw a boot up. The boot struck at the ant's pelvis joint, snapping it cleanly. But the upper ant grasped him still, raking and reaching. He brought his palms up lightning quick from his sides and slammed them into the eyes. They exploded. The ant slid off as he turned once more to Kent.
"I'm gonna try it," Kent yelled. "It's better, see?"
Felix looked up. The plasteel hatch was gone. An uneven square of daylight remained. He nodded.
"Go!"
Kent went. It was a sloppy, uneven jump. The sand packed about his legs threw him off balance, but he made it, his arms darting up and grasping the edges of the hole and raising him up. Another ant slammed into Felix through the sand. He tore its head off in his hands and threw it at the one coming behind. His boot touched something hard. He reached into the soft, powdery sand between his boots and pulled out a helmet-sized chunk of plastiform. The second ant, hardly delayed by the skull, died instantly, beheaded, as Felix drove the chunk against and through its thorax.
"Felix, come on!" Kent shouted.
"Right,"
he called back. He stepped under the hole, aimed his leap. Another ant piled into him from the rear. He struck out blindly with his armored elbow, slamming it piston-like against the great skull repeatedly. He felt the grip of the claws slip once, twice, then fall away. He should have jumped then, right then, but he turned around instead, wary and fearful of more to come. They were coming. Four abreast, staggered, stumbled forward, claws stretched out and working. He should have jumped then, too, right then. He should have tried for the only way out. He should have known better. The engine would have, but the engine was gone. And Felix, left behind, could think of nothing but running. And he did, away from the ants, away from the hole. When it was too late, when he was too far away to go back, he stopped and tried. He and the ants hurtled toward each other. The chamber, by now nothing more than a half-filled cavern, pitched suddenly sideways, throwing him off balance to one side. He heard a deep, tremulous grinding and looked up to see an entire section of the ceiling collapsing upon him. He jerked spastically away, rolling on his side in the cloying sand. The section crashed into the sand less than a hand's width away from his hip.
"Get up! Get up!" he screamed inwardly. "Move!"
And he did, rising quickly but unsteadily.
"Too much. Too much at once. And the ants. God, I'm so sick of—"
"Felix! Felix, where the hell are you?"
"I'm here."
"I can't see you."
Nor could he make out the hatch. It was almost completely blocked by the debris. And the ants, crushed, he saw a second later, some of them, how close they had been. Then he saw the sunlight.
"The hatch," he thought, and lurched forward.
But it wasn't the hatch. It was a thin fissure opened by the shifting cavern, but it was far too small. He could never— He spun about as more ants clambered toward him around the remnants of the ceiling.
"Felix, I can't get there,"
he heard himself screech. "Damn.
Get me a blazer," he yelled in a more controlled tone. "Or something." "You can't get back up?"
Kent persisted.
"Ants,"
he gasped, wanting simply to sink to his knees. The shouting exhausted him.
"They're between us. Felix, I'm coming to help."
The blatant sham of the tone touched him. He drew himself up sharply, feeling a hard and bitter grin tighten about his mouth. "No, you're not, but you've got to say it, don't you, hero?"